Even know what that intro was, but I don't care because guess what, mama? I made it. I'm sitting in the lead seat tonight because we don't know where the hell Claudia Jordan is at. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of TGIF. I'm your boy Funky Dineva, aka Q, sitting with my fabulous co-star, Mr. Al Reynolds. Al, what's up, sir?
What's going on, Q? I miss you, man.
I missed you, too. We were off air last week. The people were getting me together on Twitter, and they was like, y'all so black over there. How y'all not going to show up to work and not tell the people? But I missed you and Claudia.
Yo, you remember I was telling you I got cornered by one of your fans?
Tell that story. That was hilarious.
So anyway, I was out shopping on my lunch break, actually, because y'all know I do have a full-time job. So I'm out on my lunch break. And so I'm just like, someone's trying to get my attention. They're following me around, you know, the store that I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. So then finally, I'm like, okay. They were like, oh, excuse me. And I have on a mask, y'all. I have on a suit. I'm like, okay, like what's really going on here? I'm like, what's going on? So then only to find out, he was like, the person that stopped me was like, yo, excuse me, are you that guy on TGIF? And I was like, oh, y'all, okay, cool. I thought he was going to dap me up, right? Like, you know, I'm enjoying the show. He was like, yo, you going to stop messing with Funky. And I was like, oh, what's going on? And so he was like, no, seriously, like, Funky's my people. You know, I've been rocking with Funky for a long time, and you got to be nicer to Funky. And I was like, okay, look, I thought you were going to tell me that you enjoyed me on the show. And he's like, up on Funky, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no you without me. What can I say? It looks like Claudia done found some internet in Aruba.
Uh-oh, all right.
Claudia, girl, is you on the line?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, y'all. They had this guy come try to hook me up, and he made my shit worse. And my stuff worse. I was like, I called an hour. The one thing about the islands I love, I'm in the Bahamas, but they're so slow.
They're very laid back.
I called almost 2 hours ago and I was like, hey, I'm going to do the show. I'm going to need my Wi-Fi and I need to be hardwired. Oh, yeah, we'll send a technician up. They'll be on their way. He got here like seriously like 15 minutes ago and couldn't figure it out. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to lose my job. And people are waiting for TGIF so we cannot not have a show. So anyways.
No job.
That's what I think. Well, everyone, welcome.
Joe job.
Cash
welcome. Welcome
to you. You are about to lose your job. Cash this there.
You see what happens when we don't. You see what happens when y'all give us a week off.
I know. I missed you guys. I missed y'all. What y'all do on the week off?
You know, I got an alcoholic problem, so I just got drunk. I just got drunk and laid up with a couple people, husbands. You know me.
Whoa. We ain't just going to let that slide. What you mean you laid it with a couple people's husbands? You know, do tell.
You know, when I have time off, I don't be having morals. So, you know, this was a moralist off week for me.
Oh, please. Where do you have morals?
This is true.
Right?
Well, make me an honest woman then, bitch.
I'll cut it out.
you know what? Okay, we being real ghetto. Did y'all already intro the show? This is TGIF, and we're going to be a little off script tonight because I just feel like when you come back from vacation, well, I'm actually back on one, you just kind of, we got to just ease in a little bit. We ain't got to just be so hard with it. So, Al, what was you doing all the week off? I saw you posted your little nasty picture and your little bikini briefs. You finally succumbed, I see, and
I
you
gave
the
to. People I what they wanted. Like, I felt like I had to do it because I lost the bet, so here we are. But it's all good. I work hard. In the gym, you know, I don't get to eat everything that I want to eat. So there you have it. Claudia can't hold it over my head anymore. But I don't think I'm going to do a fans only page, only fans, because only fans. A lot of people said to me, don't do it.
Well, I think it's like a slippery slope, like a rabbit's hole. And once you go into that hole, you don't know what's going to bring you left and right and bring you to the depths of ratchetry. I think it's very addictive, like social media. You know, you have that picture.
You know I'm a Gemini, so I love all of that.
You know, I think it's one of those things, though, you just hold it in your back pocket in case you need it. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's a quick money grab. Like, right. Al Reynolds, OnlyFans, that would hit TMZ crazy. You pick up a quick 200K. You get it. You pick up a quick 200K.
Gotcha.
You know, I can't let something pass without addressing it. Al, you said, you know, I'm a Gemini. This ain't in the script neither, but people be using their signs to justify being a hoe all the time. Well, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I can't stay faithful. You know, I'm a Gemini. Like, right. Just own it. Just own it, Al.
You know, you teaching me how to own stuff. So you're right. I'm a hoe. I'm a freak. I got two.
Al, where are you at tonight? Because, like, your background changes. Like, are you in a hallway?
No, I'm at home, boy. This is
no, you're not.
I'm in my library. Yes, I am.
Wait, hold on.
Y'all do too much. I'm in a library.
Where that white man at that stay with you?
No, I don't go down that road no more.
Doesn't it look like he's about to go to one of them Eyes Wide Shut Hollywood parties where you got to sign an NDA? Like
Harry Potter type stuff going on back
this
there.
This is my house, babe. This is my house. I'm going to call you back.
This is that white man house. Go ahead.
Before we get into the show, and this has just been fun, who's the white man?
Because he's the one you talking about, your lighting guy. he lighting something up, all right.
You gonna go answer?
No lighting person is gonna be able to let me live the way I live like this now. We can't, you already know that.
Oh, so you're taking care of him. Sherry Shepherd taught you well.
All right, y'all. Let's get in some hot topic before we turn Al red the first 9 minutes of the show. Did y'all see the little thing with Floyd Mayweather, who's scheduled to fight the YouTuber Logan Paul, which I think is crazy. That this Logan Paul guy is coming up off of real legitimate names in a short amount of time. The fight's going to happen on June 6th, but they got into it. He got into it with Logan's brother, Jake Paul, during the promotional event where cameras were rolling. Let's check this out.
Well,
Floyd was not playing around. I'm sorry, he was even heard in the hallway saying, "I'll kill that .. What do you think about this?
You know, me being a YouTuber, I'm very proud of Logan and Jake. They really know how to work the media. And the reality of the situation is, I'll let Floyd punch me in my mouth for a couple million. I mean, listen, you're healed. He ain't going to kill you. He got on the glove. I'll let him give me a concussion for a couple million. I get what he's doing. It's smart, and it keeps Floyd in the press. He ain't got to train that hard. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's going to win. But it's the ultimate come up for Logan or Jacob, whichever one of the white boys finna fight him.
Al, what would you let Floyd Mayweather do to you for $5 million?
Is that what we're talking about?
Well, I'm curious. I'm curious.
What the heck? What would I let him do to me? One thing he would not do to me is be able to hit me in my face. Now, that he won't be able to do. But let me tell you how brilliant Floyd Mayweather is. I just love watching this type of stuff unfold because Floyd Mayweather is a master at marketing. Floyd Mayweather knows that he has a job, and that is to get people's eyes on whatever and anything that he does. When I first saw this, I was infuriated because I thought how disrespectful. How would you do that to probably one of the most gifted athletes in the history of the existence of America, right? But then I thought about it. I was like, Floyd knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly how to create a buzz around himself. And that's why Floyd Mayweather commands $300 million for every fight that he participates in. And that is also why we noticed a couple of days ago, Floyd Mayweather affirmed or claimed that he was worth $1.2 billion. This guy is a master of his trade. And I love the fact that he's come from so far and for so long and has been able to really capitalize on it. The only thing that makes me uncomfortable is that two white men are riding his coattail and they're making a lot of money off of it. That's the only thing in my opinion that I don't like about
this. One thing I know for sure on this show, two things for sure actually, we're gonna get a read for the gods from Q, and Al Reynolds is going to defend a wealthy black man.
You already know.
You are wealthy black man could do no wrong.
No wrong
by Allen Reynolds. I'm just saying.
How much? Okay, does the article say how much the white boy is getting paid?
Yeah, so the white boy is getting about $120 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, Floyd could have his way with me for $120 million.
Well, you know, it was reported that he was getting $30 million or something small.
Yeah, like he could have it for $300. Hell, the way my student loans set up, $30,000 to get me in the ring, baby.
Q, what could Floyd do to you for $2 million?
Anything he wants. He could grand slam this thing. He could national championship this thing. He could Las Vegas this thing. He could Don King this thing. Anything he wants. Anything, baby. Yes, God.
Dude, all I can see is you being slung around the ring, bouncing off the ropes. And shit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I'd be running around screaming, counting my damn money, okay?
Right. And you won't have the most flyest designer Gucci'd out LV wheelchair on the market. Exactly. I'm just saying.
Exactly. I'm going to have a Rolls Royce wheelchair, baby.
Okay, moving forward, Devil Ass Derek Chauvin, his lawyer filed a motion early this week requesting a new trial. The motion claims that the publicity around the trial may have influenced the jury. And there's also controversy over a photo of a black juror, Brandon Mitchell, at a DC rally last August wearing a t-shirt that read, "Get your knee off our necks." Now, Brandon did not mention his attendance at the rally on his pretrial questionnaire. Could Derek Chauvin's attorney be granted a new trial to overturn his conviction? What do y'all think about this? I think they're reaching, but you know, they're gonna do what they're gonna do.
I mean, I definitely think they're reaching. But as his defense attorney, just in honor of the profession, he's doing what he's supposed to do. I mean, ultimately, your goal is to try to get your client off or the most lenient sentence by hook or crook. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at the man for doing his job. I respect people for doing their job and doing it well, but it is some bogus BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reality of the situation is your client killed somebody, and his killing ignited a global, you know, awakeness, or whatever the case may be. His ass finna go to prison.
Ain't it amazing that the lawyer, and like, to your point, his lawyer does have to do everything in his power, because this is going to make a name for the lawyer as well to get him a few other high profile cases. But it's like blaming everybody except your client. But I guess that's your job. I mean, now you want this to be overturned or a new trial or a mistrial because one of the jurors had a t-shirt saying, "Get your knees off our neck," as if that's a bad thing. Right. And actually the march was for was it MLK? I think it was for MLK in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah. So, Al, what do you think about this? You think that they'll get a new trial?
Well, you know what? I just think that we definitely are going to see a retrial.
But really?
Guys, absolutely. But guys, you guys, let's think about this. The prosecuting attorney is a black man, and he did an awesome job in this first trial. Let's not forget, for the state of Minnesota, the Attorney General Ellis is a black Muslim, the first Muslim in Congress, correct? And what he recently got passed, if you guys are following this particular situation, is Ellison, the attorney general for the state, got the grand jury to introduce new charges on the other officers. So now the other officers are now going to face additional charges similar to that of Derek. Now, on top of all of this, please remember, because of the velocity that they have behind the charges, that the defense attorney can bring a false trial to the forefront, but it's not really going to have anything to do with what's going on with the actual charges. So he has the right to argue that it was a public affair, right? That it was in the wrong city. He can do all that, and he should, like Q was saying. But the attorney general is an African-American male, Muslim. The prosecuting attorney is an African-American male, and he did a great job on the first. I think that we have an airtight case here, that we're going to get justice finally. And not only we're going to get justice for George Floyd, but we're also going to get justice against the other four.
Yes, officers. And we And we got to go to commercial, but aren't they, isn't it civil rights now? A federal charges being brought up against them as well, because it's a civil rights violation as well, on top of the state charges that Derek Chauvin is facing. So he's in a lot of trouble. So don't drop the soap. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more TGIF when we return. Bye, Derek. TGIF. I am your host, Claudia Jordan, along with my co-host, Funky Dineva, a.k.a. Q, and Al Reynolds. And I'm here. I'm coming to you from the Bahamas. So hopefully my Wi-Fi. Is my Wi-Fi okay, y'all?
It's good, baby.
You look okay. Good.
Thanks. So I'm in the Bahamas. Q is in Miami, right across the way. And Al looks like he's going to an Eyes Wide Shut sex party to get some secrets, probably from some Congress officials. I won't say congressmen, congresswomen. I feel like you got some secret shit, Al. Like, what you doing, for real?
Secret? What? I'm just, you know, I'm in D.C. This D.C. is exactly great. Like, and it's like COVID, so it's like everything closes early. It's
except it's really legs, honey. Legs will handle them closing day time.
What do you say? Hey, did y'all see that Will Smith posted a picture of himself and it started a whole social media obsession by showing off his dad bod? Now, the 52-year-old actor posted a photo on Instagram revealing his pandemic pounds, along with the caption, "I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life." So his honesty sparked a whole trend, and people were like, you know, men were started sharing pictures of their dad bods, including actors Anthony Anderson, Marlon Wayans, and Faison Love. Let's not forget the body photos of our hosts who showed our photos of their bodies months before Will Smith. Let's see the those abs. Did we already show that picture? Oh, that's Al again. We're going to show it as much as we can. So that's your dad bod.
That's my dad bod. Oh!
Oh, that boy. Come on, come on, come on, body! Body, come on, skin! Come through, skin! Blemish where? Blimp discolor where? Okay, that's comfortable butter kisses, baby.
Q, I need you to do one with better lighting. It looks very sex trafficky. Like, it really does. It looks a little
sex trafficky.
A little.
That was on my back page post. That's what my right, money. Right. That was my money was funny. I was, you know, trying to make ends meet.
I know.
Oh, speaking of meat, one time Q did get drunk and did send a picture of himself totally new to our group chat. Remember that, Al?
Stop telling my business on this thing.
Anyways, what do you think about, you know, his whole, you know, being so open like that? You think that's going to influence men to be more honest about their weight struggles? Because men are now getting lipo and BBLs and all kinds of stuff. Lace fronts and fake beards and lashes.
Because, Al, you got a BBL, right?
I don't even know what a BBL is, but
when they take the fat out of your stomach and put it in your butt.
Do I look like I've ever had any fat in my stomach?
But you got to put it in your butt, because that Cynthia your booty, your booty was sitting high, bitch. It was sitting real high.
His booty is so high. Like, it really is. It's
Al is like Meg the Stallion from the back. I don't know if y'all have ever seen Al. No, you were out. You had to get your pants specially made, because your ass and waist ratio off. That's how I know you bought your booty.
Oh, God. So Al's giving us bad bitch vibes, kind of like, really, with the booty, right? Like, a little waist, like you know, and that's not a diss. It's not a diss. I'm not emasculating you, Al. I say that with love, but
let me tell you, y'all cannot. Look, I work hard for this body, so it is what it is. I was born with a high booty. I still got a high booty. That's just what it is.
Full disclosure, one time at the Essence Festival, I did get on Al's back, and I rode him like a horse. And I didn't have to use my hands. Right. Like, I was just...
You can see, I don't know if y'all, any of y'all out there have ever seen Al Reynolds in person, but you can sit a martini glass on Al's ass. Like,
don't say that.
Yeah, you can. But back to Will Smith with the dad body. You know what? You know, I love it. I mean, because the reality is that is the average man of his age's body. I mean, that's an average body. Okay, that's an average body. Yeah. And you know, I think a little belly is a sign of prosperity. That means you eating good. You know what I'm saying? You eating, listen, that's good money. That's steak, that's Wagyu steak. Look at them thick ass thighs. That's oxtail meat. That's you know that ain't tilapia. That's that good. That's bronzino. You know what I'm saying? That's good eating over there.
Who's cooking it for Q?
August Alsina. You know he.
You know what?
You know he over there being Jada Lover in
that front
every day of the week. Mm-hmm. Yes. August Alsina
not Alsina, the little side dude who got his feelings hurt in the kitchen cooking for Al. I mean, I'm sorry. Ooh, Will and Jada. Okay, moving on. The Kim and Kanye split got a little bit stranger. According to TMZ, Kim Kardashian is being investigated by the feds for missing ancient Roman statue that she allegedly imported in 2016. Sources say Kanye secretly bought the artifact under a trust that Kim has used from time to time. The art piece was reportedly stolen from an ancient site in Italy. If you had a joint account with a partner, would you forgive them if they misuse your money? What do y'all think about this story? It's so weird. I think there's going to be a lot of weird stuff coming out of this because they're just two very powerful and rich people. And a lot of lies are going to be coming out around that. A lot of lies. They ain't all true. Don't believe all that bullshit. Anyways, what do y'all think about this story? Y'all care?
Listen, to answer you, I care more about your question than I do this story. I ain't going to jail for nobody, okay? Uh-huh. Don't put shit in my name. I can't co-sign for no apartment. You can't even drive no rental car in my name. Okay. No, you are not on the list. You is not on my insurance. No. If Kanye in one of his crazy modes when they bought that stuff, you know, tied up with that woman, that's ridiculous. But you know, rich people trip me out, right? And I'm just having a conversation. I was with Dr. Heavenly earlier today, and we were talking about like Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophilia and stuff. We're talking about rich people, how when they have so much money and have so much access in every material possession that they can ever imagine, they begin to crave power and just crave the next thing to get the next high. What in the hell is you gonna do with some damn ancient Roman artifact? Like, where is you finna put that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? I mean, he would have been better off buying the tree stump from the Showtime at the Apollo, because that's what the hell the shit looked like. What is you finna do with that? Now you got the IRS all in this lady business. The feds coming, bamming on her door. It's mad enough Children and Family Service was already coming over there because you're crazy as hell. And the neighbors called on you to check on them children. Now the IRS and HUD and the artifact people, the Smithsonian Museum security is coming around and knocking on this woman's door because you don't order this mess off Amazon and send it to this damn lady house. Okay, Kanye need to go sit his ass down and get them people back that damn statue.
So, Kanye, let me share with y'all. Know I have to be the sensibility in all this, and I'm gonna take y'all back to my banker days. So when I was a private banker, I used to help my ultra high net worth clients purchase
job number 22.
No, same job. So the reason why this story doesn't make sense to me is because in order to import fine art into the United States from a place like Italy, even, and it's a stolen piece. Let's not forget, guys, this is a stolen piece of art. You have to fill out CBP form 7523, which is a description and quantity of merchandise. You have to do a MCE manifest. You have to find a custom broker to broker the deal for you. You have to decide which tariff clarification it is. You have to initiate an international wire transfer or a letter of credit. You have to do a document collection. Like, it's not like they just picked up the phone and said, I'm gonna order this off of the internet. It does not happen like that on a foreign import like this. So this whole story reeks of a leak that, in my opinion, is trying to make Kanye West look bad.
Speaking of that, before we go to break, I'm going to just clear the air one more time. Kanye West never tried to get at me when he was married. I haven't seen them except together at an event that we had. I just want to say that I gave an interview where I said, like, I saw him in a club and it was like a little holla holla, but it was really not a big deal. But it really got legs, and it was in all these magazines and articles and blogs that I said he tried to, and I don't want to like add to the divorce drama. No one paid me to recant my story. No one's telling me to say this, but listen, when someone does something dirty, I can speak on it, but I also got to speak on something when they're innocent, as far as I'm concerned. So to my knowledge, I don't know of any cheating allegations with him and Kim, but he certainly never tried to cheat on his wife.
Well, let me ask you something. With would, me. Would you mess with him if he actually did try to hit on you? I mean, if KJ wasn't in the picture, of course. Would you mess with Kanye? Would you date him?
No, he's not really my type, but I could definitely, like, you know, as far as being, I love creative people and the people that are geniuses and stuff like that. Like, I think they're interesting, but physically I'm not attracted to, and also when I see someone that's married to, I'm also like this, he's like, I'm like, he still is. My thing is, look, Al, don't get me on no more goddamn vlogs. I don't got dragged for 2 months straight.
Wait a minute, y'all, but I just want, you can put me in the hot seat, but I can't put you in the hot seat.
I'm in the hot seat every day on Instagram.
If you're not dating, would you mess with Kanye West? That's a valid question.
Would you mess with Kanye West?
No.
Okay, I'm with you. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. I'm innocent, y'all.
You knew not to ask me, honey.
Q, would you mess with Kanye West?
Of course he would.
I would mess with his credit score and his bank account. I sure would. I would mess all with it.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm your host, Claudia Jordan, with Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds. All right, y'all. Having cereal was really one of the best parts of being a kid. Y'all remember that. But once I became an adult, I had to give it up because it was full of sugar. And you know, it's hard to lose that weight as we get older. But having a healthy breakfast does not have to be boring. Magic Spoon has amazing flavors you'll love without all the bad stuff. So check this out. It has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. And it's only 140 calories per serving. That is so low. And guess what, guys? It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carbs, and GMO-free. It comes in a variety pack with great flavors like cocoa, fruity frosted, and peanut butter. And the cocoa and peanut butter flavors mixed together taste exactly like a peanut butter cup. I had some before I got on my plane to come on this trip, and I should have brought it with me. Anyways, look into magicspoon.com/tea to grab a variety pack and try it today. I highly recommend it. Be sure to use our promo code tea at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/tea and use code tea to save $5 off. Of course, we want to thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode. We appreciate you so much. We're taking a quick break, but we'll be back with more TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm Claudia Jordan, along with Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. We are back after a week off, and we miss y'all so much. And we see you all in the comments on YouTube, so please keep those comments coming. We love your suggestions, and we live for your love and your comments. All right, y'all. We got to talk about this story. I'm already nervous about it to talk about this with y'all. But our girl, Serena Williams, she's getting some mean side eyes because the picture she posts on social media, the tennis champ's Instagram post featured her in a black long sleeve t-shirt and noticeably lighter makeup. And the comments from Black Twitter have not been kind. Check out what her fans wrote. Someone said, "Why Serena Williams do that to her face? I hope that was just makeup and not surgery." And who was doing Serena Williams makeup? Got the goddess out here looking like Marlon Wayans.
You do look like white chicks.
No, ma'am. No. I'm not doing it. What do y'all think here? Was it bad makeup? Was it bad lighting? Do you think it was a non-black glam squad? Or is it like these Instagram filters will have you looking crazy? I know I was looking like Michael Jackson on a filter one time. I had no idea I was looking like that. What do y'all think about this story? What do you think about the picture? What do you think about
Before this? I even respond, let me put this out here. For the people at home, I don't want to hear "It's our own, be tearing each other down." And I don't want to hear nothing about protect black women, okay? That girl took her ass down to Willy Watkins and got that cremation number 5 put on her damn face. She looked bad. Serena need her ass whooped. I know she married that white man, but I didn't know she wanted to be a white man, okay? She looked half past dead. You know what she looked like? Y'all might not know it. I'm from Miami, and the Haitian and the Jamaican ladies at the lounge, they be putting that bleach and stuff on their queen, looking like a damn glow worm. She looked like she done went on the glory and came back to tell us about it. Okay? She is giving zombie realness. And here's the thing. She, if she know like I know, she better go through all her Instagram posts and untag her makeup artist, because that bitch ain't gonna never, ever, ever work again. And I'm telling you something else, because I am a dark-skinned girl. Whenever I go, I got to film two shows for VH1 next week, matter of fact. Whenever I go somewhere, Claudia, you know this from being in the business, I have my little satchel with foundation and concealer in it, because I have sat in the makeup chair before and these white makeup artists have not had my color. You know what I'm saying? So I always either have it in my glove box or somewhere near me. Serena, I know why you losing as of lately to that young girl, because your eyes is bad. Because if your eyes was good, you would have seen, mama, that you was a hot damn mess and you needed to run your ass to the nearest water hose. Not even the tub, not even the sink. Carry your ass to the water hose and skeet that mess off your damn face. And that's all I got to say about it.
Serena, I didn't say that.
Who got the body? What time is her viewing? What y'all bringing to the repast? This is horrible. This is horrible.
That's what happens when you skip a week and let that boy's imagination go to work.
It's horrible. And it don't help it that she already looked like Dolores Van Cartier. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to step up. I'm going to defend.
I hate y'all. I hate y'all. I hate you. Because you smart and you so good at this. But I hate you for making me have to make this face. And I'm like, I hate you.
And we ain't even gonna talk about them big ass feet and that big bike. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Because I already see the comments. That's a gay man always talking about black women. And I can't believe a man talking about a woman. No, I can't believe a woman did her damn makeup like that. That's what I can't believe. I'm just gonna drink this tea out this red.
So look, I feel like I'm obligated to step in here because I have hung out with Serena on.
Of course.
Of course you have, Al. You probably worked.
Did you file her taxes? Were you her makeup artist?
These women and this family are extraordinary. She's arguably one of the greatest female athletes in the world. So I'm going to have to say that maybe she didn't understand what that makeup artist was doing when the makeup artist did her face. And
she got ass, right? You got ass, but they not for me. You better use them for what they for, and that's to see. She rich. She got mirrors, right? Don't rich people got mirrors?
But look, Claudia, like just to her defense, maybe she was trying something different and it didn't.
Be white? I thought Black Lives Matter. She wanted to be a rich white woman.
Okay, look. There's all kinds of filters. I looked at the picture. Her face was real light. Her hands were still brown. There are filters on Instagram and Lenza that they just target your face. No, yes, they do. Yes, they are. They have filters that just do the face.
We got people out there laughing. Miami radio host Jill Tracy just texted me and she said, I am on the ground laughing
at you. At
cremation number 5. Hey, Jill!
You guys cannot laugh at
one. Yeah, cremation number 5 and M-Bomb Brown up under here. A little bit of M-Bomb Brown.
Q!
Then she had, on that blonde. And she had on that blonde hair. You know, black girls like blonde. She had that blood. She had blonde hair and blonde makeup. That's what it was.
I hate you. I'm moving
that's
on.
That new. That's that new new. She testing the market. She trying to come for Rihanna with that Fenty Beauty. Bitch, y'all ain't see. What you know about blonde makeup, bitch? Blonde, honey.
Yes, I bet. I hate you.
I'm just going
the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games were postponed last year because of the pandemic. And now they're rescheduled to be, you know, come back. I'm all messed up now. Come back this summer. But they have a new rule that athletes cannot wear Black Lives Matter gear at the game.
And that's why Serena put that blood. Because she wanted to be a white woman in Tokyo. I got it. That's make it make sense. Make it make sense, Lord. Make it make sense. She wanted to pass for a white woman in Tokyo. Because Black lives don't matter over there, just white ones. So she put on her blood makeup so she could go to Tokyo. That's what it is.
The Olympic Committee said they're banning athletes from wearing clothing with political messages written on them. They claim this may prohibit protests during the ceremony on the podium. But BLM slogans will be allowed in team meetings, in press conferences, and interviews. Will Black athletes abide by these rules, especially during this political climate? What do y'all think?
Tokyo white people.
Oh my God.
Y'all so simple because
oh my God.
Black people, we have so many unspoken languages and so many gestures and body postures and hand signs and ways of tilting our head to still get our point across. So banning a t-shirt is not gonna ban the spirit of Black Lives Matter. And we still gonna go over there and represent. You know, this is so unfortunate coming off the heels of everything that goes on in America with the Stop Asian Hate. And, you know, I spoke about it earlier on our show when we did the thing, and it seems as if there is oftentimes an anti-Black sentiment that comes out of Asia. This just adds to it. But I'm here to let y'all know, baby, we endure what the hell we endure. We got the power of the ancestors behind us, and banning a t-shirt ain't going to keep us from getting the mission accomplished.
We got to go to break. And I just want to say real quick, you know, it's funny because I know there's a, you know, China and Japan clearly are two different countries and there's different attitudes there. But I know from in Japan, they say the coolest thing to be is a Black teenager, right? Like they emulate all the stuff that we do and everything. Now the Olympics are in their country and they're going to try to shut down a protest when there should be solidarity. You want the Black community to have y'all's back and all the race baiting, the race related attacks in America, which we should. But damn it, can you stop harassing us in stores? Can you stop having your conservative views? I'm hearing a lot of Asians donated heavily to the Black Lives Matter and against Antifa and donated to the Proud Boys. Now, we cannot paint the whole continent of Asia with the same brush. That is wrong. We don't want that done to us. But I just feel like we have a long way to go as people of color and Asians. You qualify as people of color. No matter how much you want to hate us, you are never going to be white. They're not going to look at you the same. They may want to find allies with you because the white community is shrinking in America, and don't let yourselves be used. But anyways, that's a whole other conversation. Right. Well, we will continue.
Let's come back to this because I'm going to have to school you a little bit on what this is really about, because you got to remember this is the Olympics and we have to understand what the Olympics mean.
It's very corporate. Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll pick back up with this when we come back right after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. Sadly, the show's almost over. If y'all want the show to be 2 hours long, go ahead and blow up the Foxhole website and just demand that TGIF is on for 2 hours. Because I think that would be a great idea, don't y'all, fellas? We have so much to cover.
I think it could be fun because tonight went by really fast. I'm like disappointed that we actually got to get off air.
I know, right? But
I know, this was fun.
Go to 2 hours.
Al, what was going on with the Olympics now?
Okay, so this I just wanted to share really quickly. We got to understand what the purpose of the Olympics are. So whether it was in Tokyo or whether it was in Tennessee, the rule would be the same. The Olympics and the symbol of the Olympics is about unity. That means it's not about any type of hate, divisiveness. It's about unity, and it's never allowed in any Olympics because it's cultures coming together to unite. So let's just be sure that we put on the back burner this whole Black Lives Matter issue, because if anything, Africans of all people should be able to protest at every Olympics every year due to them. They're the most colonized, brutalized continent in the world, and you don't see them complaining. So I'm just saying, let's put it all in perspective for what it really is.
I dig it. I can accept it.
I like, though, in the, was it 1960 Olympics with the... Okay, speaking of Olympics, Caitlyn Jenner is very clear about her political views. She recently launched her campaign to run for governor of California. She told Fox News that she is all for the wall at the United States border with Mexico. Now, when talking about immigrants, she said, some people we're going to send back, okay? No question about that. What makes Caitlyn Jenner feel like she can make political decisions when she has no experience in that area? And I still didn't forget about that car wreck that killed somebody.
She is an entitled white man, okay? And I mean no disrespect to the trans community when I say that. She is a trans person who's lived the lion's share of her life as a white man and still carries the ideology of white Republican men who are rich and crave power. It's just privilege. But you know, the thing that killed me with people like her, why are you so fixated on things that don't even affect you? Like, girl, you is rich. You live behind the gates. People come in, whether it's two people come across the border or 2 million people come across the border, it don't affect you one way or another. And what she's doing, in my opinion, is taking a page out of Donald Trump's book and pandering to that crazy section of America and fear-mongering. That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? She's pandering to poor, broke, racist white folks who think that everything wrong in their life is because of an immigrant.
It's so funny that she's doing this and pandering and thinking that's going to make those conservatives with very narrow-minded views forget that she's trans. They're not going to accept her no matter what, how racist you tried, how much red meat you throw out there. I was on an airplane last week and there's white women. We got into an argument on the plane. I had the video. I'm going to post it one of these days. And she told me about, they need to stop letting so many people over the border. Well, they should let like 500 in, some of them, and they do really good tile work. She also told me to get over slavery. And I sat next to her, I'm thinking, there's a lot of people that think like this. And she was so bold to tell, I said, you're telling this to a Black woman to get over slavery. She said, oh, I'm just so sick of it. So Caitlyn is trying to pander to those type of people with limited intelligence, narrow-minded views. And they just say things. Again, those Latinos, they don't affect her life either way. Elle, what do you think?
I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. I'm like, Q, this is the ultimate example in my mind of white privilege. Only in America can you go from being one of the world's greatest athletes as a white man and decide that you want to be a white woman. And then after you've decided that you wanted to be a white woman, you now have decided that you want to be a politician and you have absolutely no work experience in the field of politician, in the field of philanthropy, in the field of social justice, any of that. You have no qualifications to do this job, but because you are a white female now that used to be a white male, the greatest athlete in America, you can do that. Okay, and not only can you do that, but then you're going to do a marketing twist that you learned from the Kardashians to pick a subject that really gets under the majority of the poor people and the white conservatives in America to get some type of empathy so that you will have a voice in your political realm. I find it disgusting. I find it humiliating. And I really think that he never really got his flowers. Is that what y'all call it? He never really got his flowers when mm-hmm. he was once considered the greatest athlete because of the sport that he ran or whatever. And I think he continuously, year after year, does the same thing, trying to find validity within himself, importance within himself. And this just ain't gonna work for me personally.
So we gotta go, but you know, a lot of us don't, we have long-term memory, not short-term memory. And, you know, as much as, you know, I support the trans community, I feel like I gotta make the disclaimer, right? But Bruce Jenner could not even control his household. Okay. And now as Caitlyn Jenner, you want to run right. The largest economy in America, California, when, you know, I just think there's just, I don't think you have leadership qualities. Has nothing to do with your sexuality or how you identify. I just don't think you have leadership qualities. And we've had enough buffoonery and reality stars in office that we don't need a part two of that. Please sit down and let the professionals that have experience do their thing. Fellas, this was such a fun show. I love y'all. I miss y'all. We got to get this thing going longer because it just goes by too fast. I want to thank my co-host Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva for joining me tonight. Make sure you are keeping supporting us on YouTube. And don't forget, you can catch us next week at our new time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Stay tuned for Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored. But before that, check out Fox Soul Deals. It's coming up next. See y'all next time. Bye, fellas.
Good night.